Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, Grand Central listeners. I am glad you're back to join me today. My guests are again Moira and Richard Brown. Now, they were here with me last week, and we just got introduced to them and started into the topic at hand, and some pretty moving stuff already and some really uplifting, thoughtful stuff. So thank you to you both. Thank you for being here again this
week.
It's
a joy, Tim.
And again to our listeners, if you're just tuning in now, go to grand-central.ca. You can hear last week's show. We're taking on a topic on this around grandparenting that's you might not have expected to take on us to take on. And it is, how do we, those of us that are loving being grandparents or even challenged by being grandparents, but in that journey, how are we sensitive to those that are not there, at least not yet, who might be wishful or prayerful or hopeful that they could be grandparents? So in our first episode on this topic, Richard and Moira did a lovely job at speaking their piece and their sensibility to it. We're going to hear more about that. But the question I would have left off with, if it wasn't just a 15-minute show, would have launched right into this. How does your Christian faith contextualize or impact this part of your life story? Any thoughts?
We enjoy life. We are engaged with people, young and old, every day. You know, one of my favorite quotes about children are by Neil Postman. I don't know whether you know it or not, but it's, children are the living messages that we send to a time we will not see. So, you know, we love to speak into people's lives, you know, whether they, our own children particularly. I mean, one thing that we did is when they were 10 and 11, or 10 and 12, 10 and 11, doesn't matter, we took them to Africa because I wanted them to have a big worldview and a big God view. And we sat down and we planned this thing together and we said, you know, what's going to be our theme? And we put a whiteboard out, you know, and discussed, and it was a family finding God at work in Africa. And we did. We found him at work in all across in the three countries that we visited at that time. So we love to speak into the lives of young people and older people, you know, messages that we won't see the fruit of it. And I think of my own parents, you know, who ended up with 25 grandkids, and them speaking into our lives, and they would love to see what we see nowadays.
John Bevere said, there is absolutely no man, woman, child, or devil who can get you out of the will of God. It's really good if you have that anchor, that belief that, you know, this is an adventure. Faith is an adventure. But God says his plan for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. That's Romans 12 and 2. But what do you do when it feels as if you're missing out? When your heart is aching, when there is that empty space? I went to Capenray Bible School in England, and there was a woman there named Irene Scully who shared with us that her dream was to marry and live in a big house, have a big garden, and lots of kids. She was the housekeeper, single, in charge, and she had a big garden. We helped look after it, we students. And there were 200 students from 22 countries that year in Lancashire, England. And I went to her after she spoke and I said, Irene, I hope you don't mind me asking, but is this plan B, you know, is this kind of the make good program from God? She said, oh no. You know, God said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. She said, this is how God fulfilled the desires he planted in me. And I think we need to give God room and give him time to show us that he really does do all things well, even in the disappointments. And I have a little thing, and I just squeeze in William Backus here.
Please go ahead.
It's what he said about unfulfilled desires. God may choose to leave some desires unfulfilled. If he does, the condition will be right for me, and from this refusal, I can learn and grow. Rest assured, I don't need these desires to be granted, or they would be. Yes, it's painful. Then the pain is right and needful as a condition for learning and growing and refining. The right person is in charge of my life. Not one thing is other than he would have it. And that is precisely what I need. He loves me and meets my needs completely.
Profound.
William Backus.
And so in your journey, in your Christian faith, does that come full to heart? Or are there moments where you go, yes, at my best, I'm there. But, oh, there's a pang at another point in time.
So I would love to hug my own grandchild, you know, and I still anticipate that. Hmm. But here's one thing about life, you know. You don't get to pick the time that you're born into, the place you're born into, the family you're born into, the gender you are, the race you are. You don't get to pick any of that stuff. But you do get to pick how to respond to it.
Right.
You know, and we have a big God who loves us, knows the desires of our heart, and we depend on him. So we take the adventure that's given to us, trusting on moving ahead. And there are ways to have grandchildren without having them. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of kids around that need lots of love.
Yeah, we call those grand friends in a lot of our episodes,
that.
Grand friends. Mm. I want to read something. It's just brief. There's an article in Still Standing magazine, and this article is written by Dr. Mary Ellen Miller. It's titled Silence is Golden. And then the subtitle is Navigating Non-Grandparent Grief. Now, that might be intense for some, and for others, they're going, that's exactly what I'm going through. Anyway, the quote is, I sometimes found it especially hard to be around other grandparents when they spoke about their grandchildren, but I told no one. My question to you, Moira and Richard, does talking about it help or hurt?
I don't think we dwell on it quite truthfully.
We don't dwell on it. We look forward to it. I do. I know more so maybe than Moira, but we don't dwell on it. And again, you know, you don't get to pick whether you're a grandparent or not. You know, and so we just enjoy life.
Engagement, you know, like Aunt DJ with her yellow bags. You know, she didn't get married till she was 60. But she was a significant part of our life. She adopted our children and visited frequently. I mean, I was watching something on the angst among teens today, and they did an experiment. I'll just jump to the outcome here. The high school kids were talking about their depression and anxiety. And one of the girls said, I'd like to go back to the 80s. People used to talk to each other then. Not all this texting and all the social media disconnect. My question is, how can we be a Miss Bailey? That's my spinster kindergarten teacher. How can we be a Miss Bailey to that annoying kid in the neighborhood? Or, I mean, we're not always talking babies, and maybe that's, you differentiate having that sweet little newborn. There are so many opportunities to come alongside children who need a wise, caring influencer.
And I think that's where having you both as guests is quite profound, because Moira, I had you in my mind because we had talked about this briefly after I spoke at a church somewhere and you came up and spoke to me. And I was thinking, I'd love to address this topic, but who on earth am I going to ask? Because a lot of the people in my life, they wouldn't want to come on and do this if they're in that place, or they're actually pretty sorrow-filled to actually go and have this conversation. So then you sent me an email saying, hey, I heard your radio show. Way to go, Tim. Like, we've stayed in contact. And I thought, oh, poor Moira. She opened the door because I replied back and said, so, here you go.
Who would have thought?
But it's lovely to, I hope it's encouraging for our listeners to hear, certainly the ones who aren't grandparents yet and hope to be, to hear how your life is full, that you're not living in this grief and terror of that. Or I was reading a New York Times article where the person was writing the unspoken grief of never becoming a grandparent, and they talked about being without a legacy, feeling without a legacy, how profoundly heavy and weighty. And I'm not saying that that person doesn't have the right to feel that way, but to hear voices that are not going down that road are amazing. Now, we have most of our listeners that would probably, at least maybe live, everyone's catching it on the radio, but they might go back and listen to it as a mini podcast in our little listening library. Most of them would be actual grandparents. And is there something you could advise them about how to be sensitive to someone who's struggling or wishful or not in that place? Whether it's not your story, but people you know are struggling, like, do you see them flinch? Like, I know I'm aware of a couple of friends I have who kind of have left Facebook because they don't want to see other people's grandkids. They do, but they don't. Do you know what I mean? So
if you have an other's focus,
right,
you're going to be drawing out what engages them. What makes their life meaningful? You're not going to be pulling out the grandma brag book. Right. Probably not.
Right.
And I mean, I hope that person is large enough to share your joy as a grandparent. But I think it's just being sensitive to where that other person is. What would you say, Richard?
Well, mostly, I mean, we take the position that we just celebrate life.
We enjoy everybody.
Every single one of our 45, whatever, great nieces and nephews, we celebrate their birth. We love to see them, and we love to celebrate with them and our siblings, you know, that have had them.
Can I give a scripture for that?
Sure.
Philippians 4:4 in the Passion Translation, which I absolutely love. Be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life. You can't do that if you're not trusting God. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Do we trust Father knows best, even when our heart is longing for something that we don't have? It's not easy.
No. I think we live in community. Okay, as believers, we live in community. And so, you know, we do have children. We do have grandchildren because of the community of believers that we live into.
I think that's a really insightful. I mean, believe it or not, the show is coming to an end. We're going to go on to our next one. But it's a really insightful and encouraging piece to be mindful of from all aspects. So from the aspect of the life you're living, to see that you're living in community and pouring into that sense of community. From the side of being sensitive, for our grandparents' listeners, to recognize that the people that you're trying to be sensitive to are your community, and you have to pour love into them. And that might be not showing all your pictures off your phone. Showing one or two that you're like, you know, I think this is kind of a fun story to tell and look at this, but not scrolling through and going like, I'm going to, you know, take this from joy into a place of hardship for you. But seeing community from both sides of this and embracing one another, I'm always worried that the world is filled with people who aren't very sensitive to one another. And I feel that's a large burden. That's why we wanted to of course, talk about this topic as well.
That's why you've written every book you've written, isn't it, Tim?
Well, yeah, I don't know where that comes from. That comes from my own brokenness, probably mostly, and wanting that sensitivity in return. But thank you, Moira. I'm going to close with our benediction, and Moira and Richard will be back for a third show. So again, please feel free to go back and listen to this show and the first show that introduces them. It was great stuff there. Our benediction, again, adapted just a little bit for this topic, so it's inclusive of all listeners, grandparents, and those who are not yet grandparents. May peace and joy be abundant in this sacred season of your journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to a world filled with people that need to know they are cherished. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.